So as we hook up here, we're talking about no evidence, and evidence, as we've shared in other messages, evidence is really proof of something. You know, if you were, let's say, a medical doctor or you were a lawyer or something, you're trying to find or you're looking for evidence to support something, right? There's evidence. So whether you're in the legal side, maybe you were, arrested or maybe there were charges against you, they're looking for evidence to support those claims. Same in any field. A doctor, maybe you go in, you have some symptoms, they're looking for some evidence to support that, or they're trying to find evidence. So on that's just on the natural side. But on the spiritual side, when we say evidence, we were sharing before that faith is the evidence of things what? Not seen. And we're to set our affections on things above, not on things of the earth. We're to set our affections on things what? Not seen. Not things seen. So faith is what? As we were sharing, faith is the substance of things hoped for, or that word substance also means the ground or the support of something, and it also means that it's supporting that which you expect. So when we say I'm expecting something, you can't expect something without faith, because faith supports that which you expect. And then you can't have faith and not expect something, right? That would be silly. But faith is the only evidence, and the Amplified said it's what? It's the title deed. So anybody who has a home, or you have some asset, you have a car, you have some property, you have, like this property here, we have a deed. And that deed is the evidence that we own it, right? And they have all of that in the town or wherever here, the local, they have a copy of that deed. And so those deeds are evidence that you own something. Well, our faith is the title deed. It's the evidence of something not seen. This isn't mind over matter. This is faith. And faith is the evidence of something that we're announcing. See, faith announces the outcome. My faith announces something. What? Seen? Why do I need faith for something I see? Already have it. But I need faith for something not seen, and it's the evidence of what I don't see. Hallelujah. And of course, you know, we go to Hebrews, it says, cast not therefore away your confidence or your faith, because it has great reward, great recompense of reward. So don't cast away your confidence because you've been standing and decreeing something for a month or 2 months or a year, 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. Look at Abraham. So we see here that faith is necessary. And faith is what? Faith is released through our words, and it speaks. 2 Corinthians 4:13. It says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. This is what David spoke in the Psalms. And therefore, it says, we also believe, and therefore speak. So faith must be spoken, and faith speaks the outcome. Outcome of what? Outcome of something that God has promised in his word, or he's spoken to you or revealed to you. Glory to God. So let me read a few other translations. Let's put up the Passion Translation of Hebrews 11:1. Sometimes the more modern translations will say it in a more direct way. But Hebrews 11:1 in the Passion Translation, it says, "Now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation." See, this is this supporting under. When it says faith is the substance, it says, and it becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. Well, the King James says hope for, but it's the foundation. And then it goes on to say, it's all the evidence. That's all that's needed. Faith is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. Oh, yes. You know, people can say, yeah, but you know, I see something. You say, well, praise God, I believe. You know, I was sharing, I believe the last time I was with you, we were at a prayer conference, and one of the ministers there, who has a ministry over in Mount Kisco, he had had a brain bleed or a brain aneurysm, and it was very serious, and he went through a rough spot there, and there were a lot of people were praying and interceding, and he came through, and it didn't look good for a bit there, and when he got out of the hospital and all of that, you know, his vision was not too good there for a bit, and then the doctors, you know how they do. I'm not putting down doctors. They're telling you the facts. They're telling you what is, right? So we're not to fight with them. They're just doing their job. They're telling you what is, right? Now, if it's a Christian doctor, they may say, this is what it is, but we'll pray. See, that's different. But they're still giving you some facts. And so this neurologist said to him, well, you may get some of your vision back, but, don't expect that. And this is what he said. He said to the doctor, I'm getting it all back. Now, he didn't fight with him. He just said, and the doctor said, yeah, but he said, no, but I'm getting it all back. And he wasn't rude. He just said to him, yeah, I'm getting it all back. And that was 8 years ago. 8 or 9 years ago. So that's what I'm saying. He walked through some things, and then he was confessing, saying, I'm getting all my vision back, getting all my vision back. And he said every time he went to the neurologist said, wow. He said, your vision's getting better. He said, I'm getting it all back. And so it puzzled this neurologist. It puzzled them, right? And then he said, some time passed and time went on, and he said he slacked off a little bit with his confession. But when we were at, he said, his periphery vision, like if you have glasses like this, if you looked up or to the side, you can see over here. I can see over here, right? Well, he couldn't. But yet he was approved to drive. He could drive. And so he said, while we were worshiping one of those sessions, he said he felt like electricity hit the back of his head. Nobody laid hands on him. He was just worshiping. And he said it happened twice. And then he said he didn't think anything of it. He just thought, praise the Lord, I'm being blessed. He didn't think anything about it. And he said he felt the presence of God. And he said as he was standing next to this other pastor we know from White Plains area, and he's about 6'4", 6'5", a little about Pastor Greg's height. And he said he's shorter. And he's standing there and he said, I can see him. And he realized that he got all his vision back. All of it back. But faith in the middle of the circumstance, in the middle of the battle, in the middle of what you're walking through, faith is the evidence of something not seen yet. So when you're facing something and you're walking through, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be family, it could be children, it could be health, it could be finances, and it may not even be something negative. It could be something you're believing God for. You decree the outcome. You speak the outcome. It's going to be this way because I believe. You see, this isn't mind over matter. This isn't, this isn't some kind of class we're going to motivational speakers class. No, this is heaven's instructions. This is heavenly substance, which is faith being released. It's God's power being released. And I'm speaking something that I'm expecting to come to pass. And I believe it will. Hallelujah. So no matter what it is, faith, remember Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't please God without faith. And he that cometh unto who God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So it's important that we release and we announce the outcome. That's why family, that's why you hear people say, my family, we serve God. And you know, if you're a parent, you need to say, my children will serve the Lord. I don't care how far off and left field they get. I say it's this way. Now, always remember, we are the believing ones. God is the one who's the performer. He's the one that brings it to pass, not me. My responsibility is to do what? Speak what I believe, and it's God's responsibility to perform and bring it to pass. Hallelujah. So don't get weary. What does the scripture say? Don't get weary in well-doing, for it shall come to pass if you would. Faint not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I should move on here. So the obstacles that we face in life may seem deep-rooted or imposing, but I'm so encouraged by the Word of God that says, have, Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Whosoever shall say, see, this is where we're announcing something. Whosoever shall say unto this obstacle, this thing that's in my life, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. That means no evidence. It's being removed and cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in its heart, but shall what? Believe. The things that you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say. So my faith is the evidence of something I'm decreeing to come to pass. And so my faith says no evidence. So if you're walking through something, you say, no evidence. You could have, somebody might own a business. You say, no evidence of lack. I decree overflow. I decree that our bank accounts are full. I decree an abundance of customers. It's going to be this way. Now, you can't do that and then not give to God and not serve God. So there are some conditions with things. But you understand, if we are serving God and we're doing what we should be doing, bringing our tithes into the storehouse and promoting His kingdom, I have a right to stand there and decree some things. And certainly, the blood of Jesus has what? Redeemed me from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13. So I have a right to say, no evidence of sickness in my body. I decree that my body is strong. I decree that. I decree that I'm prosperous. I decree that my bank accounts are full. I decree that, and it shall be that way. So we are not, you know, so many people are like, well, you know, what's going on in society and what's going on and this and that. And if I don't get this, I can't live. Watch what you say. Watch what you say, because you will have what you say. God can supernaturally open doors up for you and bring to pass. He watches over His word to perform it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's take a look at something real quick. Acts 27 and 25. Now this is where Paul was being delivered up with some prisoners to Rome. And so what happened? They started out and went, I guess, past Cyprus and then on their way to Crete and then all, you know, kind of hooking up towards Italy. And what happened? They got into some storm and it didn't look good, right? But when you look at Acts 27 and I like this account here. I can get this page unstuck here. There we go. And then Paul, he starts in verse 21. He goes on and he's talking about, you know, you should have listened to me and hearkened unto me and so forth. But he said in verse 22, he said, "Now I exhort you, be of good cheer." Right where we're about ready to go down. He's saying, that word cheer means be of good courage. That's really what that means. Be of good courage. You probably, yeah, right. But he said, right, be of good courage, for there shall be no loss of any man's life. He's decreeing some things here. He's saying some things. In the middle of a problem, we're not going to lose any life. How could he say that? He said, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and who I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee." And then what does he say? "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, and it shall be even as it was told me." Oh. What in the Word of God? Somebody said, "Well, God didn't speak to me." Well, I guess you don't read your Bible. Because He's speaking to us through the Word. So we can say there, "I believe God, and it shall be even as He's spoken to me through His Word." So if He says, "Who His own self bore my sins in His own body on the tree, that I, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed, I believe God, and it shall be even as He's spoken to me." Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there are promises that we have, And he's spoken to us through his word. And he may have also revealed some things to you also. Let's look at this scripture. I want to look at the Message translation and then the New International Version of Acts 27:25. I like the Message. It says it straight up, you know, as they say. They can't get that up, then we'll go to the New International Version. But verse 25, it says, I believe God, towards the end of this, it says, I believe God will do exactly what he told me. But we're going, and then he said, that's what I wanted to look at. I believe God will do exactly what he told me. That's pretty straight up, isn't it? He's going to do exactly what he told me. Where did he tell you that? In his word. In the New International Version, it's similar. It says, so keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. It'll happen just as he told me. Glory to God. Now let's go to Mark chapter 5. This is the woman with the issue of blood. Mark chapter 5 and verse 28. We're talking about announcing the outcome. Faith announces the outcome. Faith speaks the desired result. Faith is the only evidence I need of things not seen. Mark chapter 5 and verse 28. It says, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Hallelujah. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. In the Passion Translation, it says, she kept saying to herself, if I could touch even his clothes, I know I will be healed. She kept saying. She was announcing the outcome. She was speaking the outcome by faith. Faith was being spoken here. Let's look at David. David spoke the outcome concerning Goliath, didn't he? Oh, yeah. 1 Samuel 17, verse 45 and 46. 1 Samuel 17, verse 45 and 46. And it said, Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in what? In the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. What does he say now here? This day, not tomorrow, not next week, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. He was decreeing and announcing the outcome. Faith announces the outcome. We need not shy away. You know, you got somebody that's almost 10 foot standing in front of you that's imposing with all of the gear and things on, and he's standing there with a slingshot. But he stood there with boldness and faith. And so this is where we are concerned in this new dispensation, in this dispensation that we're in. We've got a better covenant established on better promises. And we need to be able to stand in faith against or decreeing against things that come again. Because what? The devil is after your faith. He wants to break that down and steal it and get you to just, you know, back up. No, David did what? He hasted towards the giant. He ran towards him. He didn't back up. And we need not back up from issues in life. Hallelujah. We need to speak and say, no, it's going to be this way. It's going down this way. I say. Let's look at the centurion. Look at a few more here. The centurion, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5. Well, we could jump down to verse 8. Matthew chapter 8, starting in... Well, we could start in verse 5, I guess. I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 5. It says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him, what, a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And then what did the centurion say? He answered Jesus and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He's announcing here the outcome. He's speaking the outcome here. He's saying, you just speak the word. I'm not worthy that you should come into my home under my roof. You just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. And what did he go on? He said, for I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And he goes on. But he recognized that just the same way he was in authority, Jesus also was. And he also was under authority to the Father. He said, I don't do anything unless I see or hear my Father show me or give me instructions. And so what did he say in verse 13? He said, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee, and his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. So he decreed by faith the outcome. He said, it's going to be this way. You just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. Let's look, you know, one more here. Let's look at Hebrews 11:20. This is Isaac. And there's so many, but we're just a few. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. Verse 20, it says, by faith, Isaac blessed. What did he do? He said something. He decreed something. He said, Isaac, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Faith announces things to come. I'll just read this. This is the Message translation. It says, by an act of faith. I like this. This is the Message. It says, by an act of faith, Isaac reached into the future as he blessed Jacob and Esau. Faith reaches into the future and says it's going to be this way. Things to come. Now, we all know from Genesis chapter 26, the Lord appeared unto Isaac, and he gave him some instructions. And he said, you know, don't go down into Egypt. Live here as a foreigner in this land. I'll be with you and bless you. And he said, I hereby confirm. This is the Lord speaking to him. I hereby confirm that I will give all these lands to you and your descendants, just as I solemnly promised Abraham and your father. I will cause your descendants to become as numerous as the stars of the sky, and I will give them all these lands, and through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. So he had what? He had a word from God. And he did what? He blessed by faith. Faith is the evidence of things what? Not seen yet. But he had a word from God, just like Paul did. He said, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he said, just as he told me. Hallelujah. So the spirit of faith will announce the outcome. I believed, and therefore I speak. It's going to be this way. And so right in the face of things, you say, I purpose to be joyful because I've got a word from God. I purpose to have joy. I'm stirring up the joy of God in me. It's not joyful to walk through something, but I'm stirring up joy, and I'm going to speak with a merry heart and a joyful heart. It's going to be this way. Ha, ha, ha. It takes faith to laugh in the face of a circumstance. I remember, I'll close with this. I remember recently, Trina Hankins said this. She said she was recounting or talking about when she had that brain tumor and her husband cursed it. She said they put this, you know, whatever this thing is, they put on your head some kind of a contraption because they were going in to do brain surgery. And of course, you know, the doctors are telling her, look, you know, 50-50, she may come out impaired from this, she may be a vegetable and all of that. And she said, she had joy as they were rolling her down to the OR. She said she was laughing with joy because she said, my husband cursed it. It's cursed. Well, you've got to have some confidence in what you're facing and what you're, and not on what you're facing, but you've got to have confidence in what God has spoken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I just leave you with that word. Faith announces the outcome. Faith speaks. And faith speaks what that outcome is. It's the evidence of things not seen. You know, I just share this, that a lot of times, whether people are facing, you know, whether it's a life-threatening disease in their body, or whether they're facing some kind of catastrophe in life, it could be financial, whatever it is, you've got to be able to say, look, God has spoken to me. And then I just say this, unless God has spoken something to you and said, okay, it's time to come home now, then you need to be speaking faith-filled words that this is the way this outcome is going down. Because the devil is after your expectation. When a person loses hope, think about this, you can have faith and then lose expectation because it doesn't look, well, I guess I'll just go home. Well, then you have let go of your hope. You've let go of your expectation, and you just give up. Everybody understand that? And the same thing, you could be facing some extreme financial circumstance, and you just say, forget it. I'll just let my house go. I'll let my business go. Unless God, if God gave you that, why are you even considering that unless he gives you some instructions from heaven? If not, you speak and say, it's going this way in the name of Jesus. And you speak that in faith and in confidence, because the devil's wanting you to let go of your expectation. He wants you to just say, well, I don't expect it anymore. You just let go. And now what happens? Now God, see, always remember this. God is the performer. We have to, what does the scripture say? It says, stir up the gift that is within you. Who has to stir it up? You do. So you have a gift. You've got the Holy Ghost within you. You've got a deposit of faith in you. Those are gifts. And yes, it does say, stir up the gift in within you that was given to you through the laying on of hands. I understand that. But we have some things that have been imparted to us. And I will say this. I'll guarantee you every person in this room has had hands laid on them. At one point in their walk, they've had hands laid on them, and something heavenly was imparted to you. God's not going to do anything with something you've received. It's up to you to do something with it. He gave you a measure of faith. You have to stir that up. He has deposited within you heavenly joy and love. You have to do something with the love that's in you, not him. The minute we start doing something with it, he begins to move. But he's waiting for us to announce the outcome. And then when we do, heaven begins to move. Everybody understand this? We've got to announce some things. We've got to expect some things and announce it and decree it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me unhook here because it's getting me stirred up. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, that we are doers of the word and not hearers only. And we thank you for it, and we give you praise this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. And just before we receive our offering and then communion, we just extend, as Romans chapter 9 and verse 9 and 10, chapter, and we share that if you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth that he's raised from the dead, from Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that you'll be saved. So if you're here today or you're watching online, if you say this simple prayer and you mean it in your heart, you shall be saved. And say this, Father God, I believe that you sent Jesus here to this earth to die for the sins of mankind and to destroy the works of the devil. And so I believe that Jesus is the Savior. He is the Christ, and I believe that he took my sins to hell, and I believe when sin was paid for, He was raised from the dead, and I believe now that I'm saved. I've received him as my Savior. I've asked him to come into my heart, and I believe that the blood of Jesus has cleansed me, and I now stand right with you. So if you said that simple prayer and you meant that, let us know, give us a call, send us an email, and we'll send you some free information as to who you've become in Christ, and we will rejoice with you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.